we worship you, Ancient of Days. I am that I am, our Kinsman Redeemer. Be thou exalted, O God, in the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Worship the Lord, How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Oh yeah, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Ah, how excellent is your name, oh Lord. Oh yeah, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know one thing about this wonderful God is that he's a God that is selfless. He's never selfish. That is why he has given you these abundant blessings. And you should be grateful at all times. Thankful at all times. The selflessness of God has blessed you abundantly. Wave your hands to him and appreciate him. You are a miracle to me. You are the mighty God to me. You are worthy of my praise. Miracle, hey. You are the mighty God to me. You are worthy of my praise. What do you say?
To me, you are the mighty God to me. You are worthy of my praise.
I say thanks. I give you thanks. Lord, we adore you.
We are so blessed.
Hey, our soul has found bread. Oh, Lord.
We give you thanks.
Call him in the morning.
Jesus.
He of the valley.
Every day, your name is the same.
ti mo fi aye mi fun Jesu.
I know God was happy. And I told him,
wa so fun Oluwa,
Lord, I will not disappoint you.
Oluwa, mi o de ja oku le.
If you will help me,
to ba le ran mi lowo,
I will live my life for you.
Ma gbe aye mi fun o.
And I want to tell you one thing.
Wa fe so kankan fun yin.
It has been a long time.
O ti je ojo to ti pe.
But God is forever faithful.
God Olorun je olotito titi lai 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 lai.
Eleven the morning. Lily of the valley. It's for him to give his life to Jesus. And forget your life in his hand. Give your life, forget that life. Give your life to his hand. And forget your life in his hand. That is why you will understand how to live a selfless life.
Thereafter,
you know that it's not about you, it's about the one who died for you.
Maybe
seated. So, if you want to give your life to
Jesus,
especially the children in our midst.
Papa julo awon omode omo wewe laarin wa.
I had the privilege of giving my life so early in life, and it has been a blessing to me.
Amo ni anfani lati fi aye mi fun Jesu nigba ti mo kere, o si ti ja ibuku fun mi.
If you are not converted, I mean like a child.
Oh, ba yi pada ko da bi omode.
You will be struggling with doing the will of Jesus.
Wa ma tiraka wa ma jija kade lati le se ife Jesu ni.
You abundantly.
Amen.
Meet you at the point of your needs.
Amen.
That bad dream will not come to pass.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, you give your life to Jesus and leave your life in his hands. It's not about you. We don't get fame when we come to Christ. We get nothing. All we get is Jesus. That's it. Then he transforms us in the inside. Jesus renew. You see, the Holy Spirit renews our inner man.
Our side, so dotun. Ememimo aso okunrin tinu wa aso di otun.
I thank God for ministers that have started the program with the topic Jesus, a life for a power for life.
Adupe lowo Olorun fun awon ranse Olorun ton ti bere iwa aso abi ise ranse lori Jesu agbara iye.
And we thank God for men's program yesterday night.
Adupe lowo Olorun fun ipade awon okunrin loru ana.
It was glorious.
Olagbara pupo.
You know, I don't know, maybe because God created men specially. Each time this men thing comes, special things always come.
The
way
we
have men in the house.
Can you
raise your hand and say, thank you, Jesus?
Can you wave those hands?
You know, I shocked the women yesterday night.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
When they saw me, they were shocked.
Nígbà tí wọ́n rí mi, ẹ̀rù bá
wọn. Nígbà tí wọ́n rí àwọn ọkùnrin níbi ìlànà.
Men.
Wọ́n lanu. Wọ́n. I've always told you. When they saw men here yesterday,
nígbà tí àwọn ọkùnrin rí mi bí lánà.
The amount of men that were here yesterday night.
Iye àwọn ọkùnrin tó wà bí lánà.
Nígbà tí a parí program wọn ni ẹ̀sà MIT di a parí mọ́ ilé tí mọ́.
When we finish, they said, sir, don't let us finish. But I told them it's about day break.
I prophesy.
Mo sọ tẹ́lẹ̀.
You will go back loaded with blessings.
Amen. Amen. Wà á padà lọlé pẹ̀lú ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́ ìbùkún.
It's the first day of our prayer summit. You know, it's a time to pray. It's a time to be in the prayer. Just relax and then pour out your heart to God.
Ọjọ́ kìíní ìpàgọ́ àdúrà wa ni àkókò ìyìn ni àkókò ìdúpẹ́ ni àkókò àdúrà ni ṣáàjọ wára rẹ kó sì fi gbogbo nǹkan pẹ̀lú sílẹ̀ sí ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run.
There are a lot to learn. There are a lot to.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ẹ̀kọ́ la ó kọ́. Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ẹ̀kọ́ la ó sì ṣe.
Great blessings to you.
Yóò sì fi ìbùkún ńlá tó pọ̀ fún yín.
I want to assure you, one thing the word of God will do for you is that it will renew your life.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo fẹ́ fi dá yín lójú. Ohun kan tí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run á ṣe
ni
pé aṣọ ayé ìdọ̀tun.
Stop struggling with yourself.
Wà á dẹ́kun àti máa jìjàkadì pẹ̀lú ara rẹ.
Knowing fully well that our time here is very short.
Níwọ̀n ìgbà tí a mọ̀ wípé
with God.
Níwọ̀n ìgbà tí a mọ̀ wípé àkókò wa láyé yìí ó kúrú púpọ̀, ṣùgbọ́n a ní ayé ayé pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
Very little time. We are going to
spend
eternity. Stop struggling with nothing because everything belongs to God. So, while we were having a workers meeting, I sang a song.
Nígbà tá a ní ìpàdé àwọn òṣìṣẹ́ ká tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ ìpàdé ọkùnrin lánàá, mo kọ orin kan.
Ever since they be say sir, ejo, ejo, ejo.
Láti ìgbà yẹn wọ́n ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ ejo sir, ejo sir.
Well, so maybe I will still think about it.
Boya ma tun rowo.
But I would like to teach you.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo fẹ́ kọ́ yín ní orin yẹn.
You know, it's a song that tells you about you cannot outgive God.
Orin tó sọ nípa pé a lè fún Ọlọ́run kọjá ré kọjá.
Take your Bible and pens and write down.
Mú Bible rẹ àti ìwé rẹ kó kọ sílẹ̀.
You can't beat God's giving.
O lè ré kọjá.
Write it down. You can't beat God's giving.
O le se ju Olorun lo ninu fifun ni.
No matter how you try.
Bo ti ko tiraka to. O bo ti ko gbiyanju to.
Are you there? As just as true as you are living. And the Lord is in heaven on earth, on high.
Oluwa, o be li orun ati nibi giga.
Should I start again?
Yep.
You can't beat God's giving.
O le se ju Olorun lo ninu fifun ni.
No matter how you try.
O ti ko gbiyanju to.
And just as sure as you are living.
Bí o ti jẹ́ pé ó dájú pé òun ní o wà láàyè.
And just as sure as you are living.
O ti jẹ́ pé ó dájú tó pé o wà láàyè.
And the Lord is in heaven on high.
Àti pé Olúwa ń bẹ lé ọ̀run níbi gíga.
Let's start again.
Ṣé kí n tún bẹ̀rẹ̀?
I should continue.
Àbí kí n tẹ̀síwájú?
The more you give.
Bó bá ṣe fún ni tó.
The more he gives to you.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni òun á tún máa fún ọ sí.
But keep on giving.
Wọ́n tẹ̀síwájú láti máa fún ni.
Because because it's really true. But keep on giving because it's really true that you can't beat God's giving. No matter how you try. So let me start all over, Abi. Should I start all over? You can't beat God's giving.
So
check what you have written down. Okay, thank you.
Media.
You can't beat God's giving no matter how you try. As just as sure as you are living and the Lord is in heaven on high, the more you give. It is not the more he is. The more
you give.
You give, the more he gives to you.
That's sixth line.
Yes.
Line number six.
The more you give, the more he gives to you. But keep on giving because it is really true.
Then line one, there's no S after beats. Line one.
You can't beat. No S.
No S there.
You can't beat.
You can't beat.
That you can't beat God's giving no matter how you try. This is one of the songs you will sing all your life before you enter the glory in heaven. God wants you to sing this song. You know why? He keeps giving you. So let me sing. You can't beat God's giving no matter how you try. And just as sure as you are living and the Lord is in heaven on high, the more you give, the more he gives to you. But keep on giving because it's really true that you can beat God's giving no matter how you try. Amen. I tried to join choir when I was very young. I was disqualified. So, at my end, Moti so pe mama se choir for her.
O gbiyanju lati darapo mo awon akorin nigba ti mo kere gan. Sugbon won gba mi wole. Sugbon lati gba yen, I decided to be choir by myself.
So they will not enroll me with the adult choir. So they said I did not understand Tony Sofa. So I was the only one that was not a choir in my house.
Ebe ni kon ni mi o nse akorin ninu ile wa tori won gba mi wole oni mi o mo tonic sofa.
O n kon ni ju gbogbo won lo.
But now I sink more down all of them. Hallelujah.
My senior sister wa ninu ile wa agbalagba ni, she is a very old woman. First born wa o yi wa ni choir.
My senior sister in my family, very old woman. She's still a member of the choir in our church.
You see that song?
She ri orin yen.
Ko si bo se le fun Olorun ju nkan to Olorun wa fun e lo.
There's no way you can beat God in giving.
He gave you life, he gave you health.
Olofun eniye, olofun elaye, olofun eni ilera, olofun eni gbogbo to ni.
Everything that you call, you will ever call your own, is given to you by the Lord.
O ko to le pe ni temi pe o je ti e. Olorun lo fun enu gbogbo e.
You can't beat God's giving no matter how you try. I just
to as you have been, and the Lord is in heaven on high. The more you give, the more He gives to you. Just keep on giving, because it's really true that you can beat God's giving. No matter how hard you try, the more you give, the more He gives to you. But keep on giving, because it's really true that you can beat God's giving. The last one, Aloki. That you can't beat God's giving. No matter how hard you try. Terrible my life would be if I didn't give my life to Jesus. And you know that many people too may not find their feet in Christendom if I didn't obey His call. So your call,
your call
is your life. Don't forget, the devil will do everything to make sure that you miss it. But when you give God your life, He give you back more life. Whatever you give God, He give you back. So, you see that song, you can't beat God's giving. You come with one life. God gives you plenty of life.
They
said to Jesus, Lord, what will be our gain? We have surrendered all. Jesus said, you gave one, you get more. So in this meeting, I would love children to really give their life to
Jesus.
Because God loves to catch them very young.
Very young,
I gave my life to Jesus. I grew up in the church. I don't know a word outside the church. The best life is the life of standing in the presence of God. When the Lord now calls you to come and be His servant, is an added blessing.
So,
every servant of God is never a God of people. It's a servant. And because we are servants, we are going to endure a lot of hardship. But we must prepare to ask God to give us long suffering.
Say,
let your light shine so much so that the people will see, they will see the glory of God in your life. They must see the humility of God without being falsified, without being, it should just come naturally, because we are God's family.
Yes,
people, we are different from those who are not regenerated. We are converted. We are changed. We are transformed. We are renewed. We are special.
gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run, wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ rí ìmọ́lẹ̀ Ọlọ́run, kan rí ìrẹ̀lẹ̀ Ọlọ́run láì ṣẹ̀tọ̀. Kò sẹ́tọ̀ níbẹ̀, kì í ṣe pá ń purọ́, kì í ṣe pá ń díbọ́, kì í ṣe pá ń ṣe kiri, ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n rí naturally nínú ayé wa.
People have the right to call us names.
Àwọn ènìyàn, wọ́n ní ẹ̀tọ́ láti lè pè wá lórúkọ tó bá wù wọ́n.
It doesn't matter.
Kò já mọ́ kankan.
You can't beat God's giving.
No matter how you try,
just as strong
as you are living,
as you are living. But the Lord is in heaven on earth.
The more you give,
the more He gives to you. Just keep on giving, because it's really true. That you can beat God's giving, no matter how you try.
No matter how you try.
The more you give,
the more it gives to you.
Just keep on giving. Because it's really true that you can't beat God's giving, no matter how you try.
Hallelujah.
It's an old song.
Only at Jokobaini.
An old American song.
Only America, Tony Penny.
America was a nation created under the leadership of God. They received life of Jesus. God multiplied them. God blessed them. God increased them. God gave them great wealth. The whole world comes to America because the foundation of America is Christ.
Ilu America, orile de America, ashfi pilere, sorry, Christi. So, in
this last day, Satan will do everything to spoil America, no problem. All the Muslim world, all everybody, they want to be part of America. Everybody is rushing there. They want to be citizen of America and whatever. But you see, they must understand that the foundation is what created the weight.
Foundation. Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn gbogbo àwọn Mùsùlùmí, àwọn iṣẹ́ àgbogbo náà fẹ́ ṣàjẹ́ ọmọ Amẹ́ríkà. Ṣùgbọ́n ìpìlẹ̀ ìlú yẹn gangan ni Kristi, ó lọ ní ìpìlẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ ìlú yẹn.
So you take it that the only nation with the name with in God we trust. They are not ashamed. They know, you see, they just want to keep the covenant so that it will not be when their generation was lost, then God will be lost. So they put it in their name. So if that is the only thing they have done for God, it's okay.
To wa je kankan ti won sha se fun Olorun niyan o to o da be.
Their fathers,
awon baba won,
they had purpose.
Won ni ipinu.
And so you cannot relate with Christ and not enjoy life.
Don't
try to struggle with how America got to where it is today. God is the source. And God blessed them and gave them life. That life increase their physical wellness.
When
you have life, like my brother shared in the afternoon, Pastor Ajayi, he said, I was listening to all the messages. He said, we have two sources of life. There is eternal life, and there is
non-eternal life.
So, whether eternal or non-eternal, the source is still one.
Ṣùgbọ́n orí ìtúkọ náà ni méjèèjì tiwa, Ọlọ́run ni.
So if God was not patient with us, you would not be here today. You know how impatient we can always be, all of us. When we have issues, we want solution now.
God
does not work that way. When this happens to you, he wants you to calm down and ask questions and learn lessons. Because you can only have one time, one life. And don't forget, the reason why God created you is to worship him and to show forth his glory. You are created to worship God and to give him glory. So let me give you some few tips. I love to be in the presence of God at all times. Let us write down these few things. Jesus produces life.
Jesus lo ma nfun ni iye.
Jesus produces life.
Jesus lo fun ni iye.
And the first thing he gives you is bread of life.
Ohun akoko to si ma nfun yan na ni ounje iye.
John chapter 6. Don't read. Write it down.
E sha je ka ko sile. John ori kefa.
So I will be referring to them in this program. You just write them down. We will not read, but as the program goes on, I will be referring to them when I have the chance to come and minister.
Awon ese ro Olorun ti won fe fun wa e sha je ka ko sile. Nigbati aba n bere to sise ranse siwaju si. How ma pada lo sori won ti ba ti ni anfani lati jade wa siwaju lati sise ranse ma ma pada lo sori awon oro Olorun.
If you can go through this list tonight before you sleep, it will be of more advantage, so that while we are teaching, you can catch up quickly.
So kari daju pe atun pada lo se ayewo awon ese Olorun ati awon ti won fe ba wa sunsin.
What is the first point I gave you?
Kini koko akoko?
Jesus produces life.
And the first point is,
he gives you bread of life.
The bread of life. John chapter 6, verse number 2.
Verse
35. Number 2. The way of life.
Ike jine ono iye.
Acts chapter 2, verse 28.
Isha wa apostle ori keji.
The way of life. Acts chapter 2, verse 28. The third one is the Prince of Life. Jesus is the Prince of Life. Acts chapter 3, verse
15.
The fourth one is the Spirit of Life. Romans chapter 8, verse 2.
Rome, orikejo, esekechi.
And the whole chapter of Revelation, chapter 11.
Ati, ifihon, bobo, awori.
Revelation 11, 1 to 8.
Okay. Bobo, ifihon, orikokola, latesekini, de ipari.
The fifth one is this. Karo. Jesus is the Savior of life.
Jesus ni adu.
Adu.
Adu iye.
The adu. To wa ninu iye ye.
He is the savor, the sweetness in the life.
The sweetness here, the savor of life. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16.
Corinthians keji, ori keji, ese kefa.
The sixth one is the word of life.
Ikefa ni oro iye.
That's 1 John chapter 1. Then Philippians chapter 2, verse 16.
ati Filipu ori keji Filipi ori keji ese kere dini ogon.
As the word of life, 1 John chapter 1, verse, I mean the whole of 1 John chapter 1, then Philippians chapter 2, verse 16.
Gbogbo Johano kini ori kini yen iso ni Paulo iye, then Philippi ori keji.
The seventh one is the promise life.
Ikeje ni iye ti a se leri re fun ta se leri re.
Titus chapter 3 verse 7.
Titus ori keta ese keje.
So the ninth one, abi?
Eighth.
The eighth one is the hope of life.
Ikejo o ni ireti iye.
Did I say promise of life?
Yes, sir.
For promise of life, the scripture is 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 1.
Lori ireti sorry ileri iye ye ese Olorun kika fun iye ni Timothy
chapter 2
ori keji
2 Timothy chapter 1
Timothy keji
verse 1
ori kini ese kini
Jesus the promise of life
Jesu ileri iye
and the eighth on the list is Jesus the hope of life Titus chapter 3 verse 7
ikejo lori ba se to yen o ni Jesu ireti iye.
The ninth one is Jesus the grace of life.
Ikaso ni Jesu ore ofe iye.
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7
Peteru kini ori keta ese keje.
And the last one
it's okay.
I love this one.
Mo feran yen pupo.
Jesus, the water of life.
Jesus, obi iye na.
Ah. Irabasa katala. Jesus olomi iye re o.
Omi iye.
Iye. Iye re o.
Omi iye.
That is the 10th one and that is the last one. Revelation chapter 22 verse 1 and then Revelation 22 verse 17.
Jesus omeye oni kewa one lokeyin ife ori keji le logun ese kini.
Can we continue? Life is a function of time, or time is a function of life.
Iba o duro lori iye. Iye na to duro lori iba.
It is when you have life that is when you can enjoy time.
Iba to ba wa laye to ni iye lo le gbadu iba.
Time and life are joined together.
Iye ati iba awon mejeji aso won papo ni.
God is time.
Olorun ni iba.
Time is life.
Ati pe iba ni iye.
And time is money.
Iba si tun ni o tun je owo.
If you are not alive, you can't make money.
Oh, ba wa laaye o le rowo.
So you see, God is time, God is life, God is money.
Olorun ni iba.
So there is a slogan in the US, they say time is money.
Ni in America, o man so ide kan wa ni akoko iba ni owo.
So in America they have all kinds of methods of making money, but it's only, you know, according to time. So you can work up to 4-5 jobs, 1 hour, different places, different, if you can go to different states. You can do 2 jobs in 1 state, you take train, go and do 3 jobs in another state. You'll be doing 5 jobs in a day.
In America.
But it will be based on time. They are not paying you because of it, they are paying you for the time. Time.
Spent.
So they say in that environment, they say time is money.
In America, they tori o le sise ka ke o le sise marun lojo sugba akoko to ba lo ni bi ise yen gan na ma so wo e fun e.
So they believe that okay, if you are an expert in two different disciplines, you can make good money by using your time in different places.
Don't
forget, I have given you the definition of time by the grace of God.
Maybe
you can write it down again. Time is a recorder of event. Write it down. Time is a recorder of events. Time is a recorder of events. It is the greatest tool. It is the greatest tool in the hands of God. To making sure that all things does not happen at the same time. You can't explain time without mentioning time. Time is a recorder of events. It is the greatest tool in the hands of God to make sure that all things does not happen at the same time. Very, very sensitive now. I'm very alert now because I'll be saying some mysteries now. All the prophecies of the scriptures are going to be fulfilled. All prophecies will be fulfilled before Jesus will come. Already some have already been fulfilled. Some are still coming to be fulfilled. Everything that was meant to be fulfilled has been written. They are all waiting. And one of the prophecies that have come to pass was the prophecies of Judas. You know, the greatest thing is for you to know that somebody was going to be your problem. You know, it is in your prophecy. Jesus, he knew everything about himself. All the things Isaiah, Jeremiah, Jesus knew. Psalm 41:9. David was a prophet. He made mention of what was going to happen to Judas. And it's shocking. Because prophets will say things, they don't have information. He didn't know what he was saying. He just said it. And he says, I said something, write it down. And this prophecy is a prophecy that the whole of Israel, they know. Especially the Messianic Jews. The Messianic Jews are Christians. In Psalm 41:9.
Yay. My own familiar friend.
You see?
I won't read me, God.
My own familiar friend
in whom I trusted.
You see, in whom I trusted.
Which did eat of my bread.
You see, which did eat of my bread.
and had lifted up his heel against me.
Verse 9.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
It's correct. Abi kilo abi.
Yes, sir. It's
41:9.
Yes, sir.
You see? Read it again, my sister.
Ye. My own familiar friend.
David was just saying his own.
David can solve all this here, Neo.
But there is a spirit of prophecy upon David.
Don't
forget that is one of the gifting of the Holy Ghost, the ability to prophesy.
It's
one of the oldest gifts that makes a man a prophet. It is not a new gift of the New Testament. Always be there.
O ti wa ni be ti pe ti pe lati gba ma je mo lai lai.
From the time of old.
Lati gba ti pe igba ti jo.
Don't forget when Moses called the elders and lay hands of them, they began to prophesy. Somebody will prophesy here.
Amen.
You know, I have told you now that you got to be sensitive because I'm going to be doing some mysterious thing. You see, I'm doing things as God has put it in my heart.
Also,
God has sent me to you. And that is why you have come. This is prayer summit. You must go back loaded with grace of God.
Amen.
So much that you will be able to run the race to the end.
Amen.
You are not saying a louder amen.
Amen.
By the time you are equipped with ability and capacity of God, Satan will literally disappear before you.
The greater
you see that is in you.
Satan is asa.
Already Jesus told us we are going to suffer, so we are prepared.
Jesus ti so fun pe a je wa niya a de ti mura lati je ya.
So if you are not prepared to suffer, please, you can try something else.
To ba ti se tan lati farada iya, o le lo wa kan mi se.
Part of the call is the call to suffer.
Lara ipe wa ni ipe lati je iya.
When the suffering comes, just take it, see it as joy, a thing of joy.
O lo ngba ti jiya e ba de ri gege bi kan ayo ko ka si ayo.
It shall be well with you.
Amen. You dara for us.
So David said,
David we pay.
My familiar friend.
In whom I trusted.
In whom I trusted.
Which did eat my bread.
And it don't judge me.
Has lifted up his heel.
This was fulfilled in Judas.
Asotele yi o wa si imuse ninu aye Judas.
One of the prayer we are going to pray here is this prayer.
Okan lara awon adura ta o gba ni bibai o ni adura yi ninu Psalm 41.
No evil prophecy.
O si asotele ibi kankan
against my life and destiny.
E to lodi si aye mi ati ipin mi
will come to a sister told me something some time ago.
Arabini kan o so kankan fun mi ni igba kan seyin.
Said, sir, I was going to work in the morning of so date, and a woman, a cherubim woman, just ran and told me this. I said, then what is your conclusion?
I said,
do you know why you are afraid?
You're
afraid because you believed it.
Oh, beru tori bo gba on ti alasotele yen so ni.
I said, that is evil prophecy.
O ni asotele ibi niyan.
Go and cancel it.
Loko lo fagile.
Do you know it was God that saved her?
Je mo kolon lo yo.
But the thing will have come to pass.
Sori asotele yen iba wa si imuse.
So as we close tonight.
Sori o ba tin danu duro lale yi.
Evil prophecies will not come to pass in your life.
Asotele bi ko ni shine na aye re abi. Ibe.
The people who see it are not the one who wants to do it. They just saw what they saw. Anybody can see anything, but yep. You, the object, the goal, must know how to stop it.
Àwọn tó rí kì í ṣe apá àwọn ló fẹ́ ṣe àwọn apá òkùnkùn kan ló ti múra láti ṣe yẹn ṣùgbọ́n gbà tó ti sọ fún ẹyẹ ìwọ tó sọ fún o gbọ́dọ̀ gbé ìgbésẹ̀ kan láti rí pé kò wá sí ìmúṣẹ.
So instead of evil prophecies to come to pass, all the good prophecies will surely come to pass in your life.
Amen. Kàkà kí àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ ibi kó wá sí ìmúṣẹ, gbogbo àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ rere ta ti sọ nípa rẹ yóò wá sí ìmúṣẹ dájúdájú nínú ayé rẹ. Amen.
But you see, the problem is, did Judas realize the prophecy was for him?
Ṣùgbọ́n wàhálà tó wá wà bẹ́ẹ̀ ni pé ṣé Judas ti ẹ̀ mọ̀ pé àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ ibi kan ti wà nípa tòun?
Because if he didn't realize, how will he pray?
Torí tí ò bá mọ̀, báwo ló ṣe fẹ́ gbàdúrà?
Ẹ tí ò mọ̀ pé wọ́n ti sọ àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ burúkú lé lórí.
He that did not know there was an evil prophecy concerning him.
How will he cancel it?
Ọ̀nà wo ló fẹ́ fi fagilé?
So you are a child of God, you must not relent in your pursuing right standing with God so that you can get favor from God.
Torí náà ó jẹ́ ọmọ Ọlọ́run, o gbọ́dọ̀ fà sẹ́yìn láti la rí pé o dúró déédé pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
Àárín ìwà tó Ọlọ́run gbọ́dọ̀ bàjẹ́ láìláì.
The relationship between you and God must not spoil, never. So that you can be able to receive from God from time to time.
Don't be selfish, don't want to enjoy pleasure. To block your destiny.
Má mọ tara ẹni kan, má gbádùn afẹ́ ayé jíjẹ. Wá gbádùn afẹ́, a lè ó máa bí ìpín rẹ lọ́wọ́.
That is, if you do anything that will block your fulfilling your purpose in the destiny of that God gave you, you are selfish.
Ó máa ń ṣe ohun tó jẹ́ pé
a máa dí ẹ̀
o máa ro afẹ́ ara rẹ, ìgbádùn ara
rẹ nìkan.
You don't think about what you're lifting will do for other, or especially other children of God. It will continue to hinder your destiny. The fulfillment.
You will not fail God.
Amen. Oh, the child of God.
It is very, very likable and lovable to stand in the front, but go and learn the story behind to stand in the front.
O jẹ to dara, o jẹ to yan fe lati ma duro niwaju, ṣugbọn lo ko eko to wa leyin diduro niwaju yen.
Don't ever envy those who are standing in the front.
Ma ju wo awon to ri to duro niwaju yen o, ma ju wo rara.
You never know their story.
Tori o mo itan won, o mo itan aye won.
You don't know what they have passed through.
O mo ton ti la koja ko to di pe won deni to duro niwaju.
God will renew you, he will refine you, he will redefine you.
Ọlọ́run a sọ ẹ̀dọ̀ tun, a ma sọ ẹ̀dọ̀ tun lójoojúmọ́.
Make you usable.
Awa le se di ohun elo to wulo.
He wants to see if you can let him handle all things.
A fe wo boya o le jowo gbogbo le lowo ta ti wa gba laye pe ko so gbogbo ba se wu.
He will give you grace to manage God.
Amen. A fun e ni ore ofe lati le ba Olorun lo.
You know, because God is too big.
Olorun to big.
And you are too small.
Wo de kere ju.
You saw Amos yesterday.
Ari ka ninu we Amos lana.
And for the first time some of you are seeing something strange in the Bible.
Yeah, fun igba koko awon kan lara wa ari kan to sajiji ninu Bibeli.
They have finished all the grass.
O ni won ti je koriko tan.
By whom shall Israel be lifted up?
Ta ni yo wa gbe Israel today.
They have finished all the land.
Won ti je gbogbo koriko ile tan.
Grass means blessing.
Ito koriko tun won si ibukun.
But don't bring grasshopper there.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ má gbà á gbé àwọn tata jẹ koríko
àdó wọn wá. And Amos chapter 7 verse 2, he cried, Lord,
we have finished.
And it came to pass.
It came to pass.
That when they had made an end of eating the grass of the field of the land.
Wọ́n jẹ gbogbo ẹ̀tọ́.
They finished eating everything on the land.
Where is the grass of Nigeria?
Grass in Nigeria, koríko Nigeria, wọ́n ti jẹ tán.
When they have finished eating the grass of the land. Yes.
Then I said, oh Lord God.
Oh Lord God.
Forgive.
You see what happened. What caused the cause? That's the cause.
Forgive. Yes.
I beseech thee.
I beg you.
By whom shall Jacob arise?
Now sat down and say, where are we going to start from?
They have borrowed.
But Yahweh. Lord, if I say.
For the first time, they said, all Nigerians, they calculated our numbers and they calculated what everybody is owing. How much is each Nigeria owing? Eh? Oh, you have not heard.
So,
you have not heard.
They have
calculated all the
debt
of Nigeria, and they have distributed it upon every person.
630,000.
I will give you 5,000 for that.
I
work with information. When I stand and tell you, I have my information.
Dollar.
I don't just come and talk.
Dollar deal is dollar.
630,000. Okay.
Naira. So each person.
So Jack Bessie.
Yo, Jack Bessie.
I don't know. I thought you knew. That's why I said it. For the first time, we have a government that said all Nigerians are debtor, and they have calculated for each home and for each child. So I want to be the ones they will still give back to. They will still come and own their own debt.
So at that time,
so Amos the prophet said, "Oh Lord,
Wole Amos ni Oluwa,
by whom shall Israel
arise?
And you be Israel today.
For he is small."
Torokere.
I love. Look at how he finished it.
E wo bi to pari e si.
For he is small.
O ni tori pe o kere.
By the time you don't have food to eat, you are an ant. Kokoro nie.
Oti di kokoro. Era.
Kokoro, kokoro. Tani o ba Israel. Aye Israel di bagi.
Who will deliver Israel? Israel's life is spoiled.
The prophet was crying.
Wole yen sokun.
Eh mo, to ba le yan small.
When you say somebody is small, you know the implication, you know the meaning.
And don't be Israel in it.
Who will rise Israel up?
Evil prophecy said concerning your life is cancelled.
Amen!
Are you not saying a lot of amen?
Amen! Hey, hey. How about you
know?
Amen.
Are you owing anybody?
No!
Are you in debt to Nigeria?
No!
So then the cocoa low will be.
They said that they wanted us to believe it, but we can't believe it.
What's up, Kale Babon is about Nick Babon? You get busy.
God know they enter debt.
Allah will keep Jack busy.
You will not be in debt.
You
are not saying a louder amen to
me. Amen.
Now the rain come.
Who is the next on the line for miracle? It's me.
So Judas lost life.
So yes, I mean Judas.
You will not lose life.
Oh, this is ye no. Amen.
Because we are alive today, we are privileged. We can adjust areas where we are failed. It is finished for a dead man or a dead woman. So take each day very seriously. And take this moment at the prayer summit very seriously.
So
talk to God, make sure some things are resolved.
There will be
powerful moment in the presence of God.
Information
will be released. Just like God does every year.
All
you need to do is just to get embedded in the truth. The truth is constant. And the truth vibrates. Lastly, John chapter 6.
Johannu, Urikefa.
Start reading from verse 60.
Kawa Kalati Eze Ogota 60.
Mary, therefore,
Many therefore
of his disciples.
Of his disciples.
When they had heard this, said.
You see, let me tell you as we close. Because you are here today does not mean you'll be here tomorrow. And it does not mean that you will be in Christ tomorrow. Until you find the grace to stand. I grew up in the church. I had many friends. I met many people. We started well. But you see, they missed out.
They fell off.
They broke off. They backslided. They looked back. They went back into their old vomit. They never ran the race anymore. They never walked with Jesus anymore. They never put into cognizance what we call right standing. They never ask him to help them. Because you are a son of God does not guarantee you will enter heaven. Because you are a daughter of God does not guarantee. You keep on giving up. Satan was son of God.
Satani na omo Olorun ni.
And he see what 500 in Ezekiel chapter 37.
Abi gba ti won ri ese
ni. And he was taken away.
Ba se mu kuro niyan.
So there is a falling away. There is a breaking off.
Iyapa ma nwa, iyapa ma nwa.
You got to put yourself God's talk with God.
O gbodo fi ara re sinu itesiwaju pelu Olorun. Ba tesiwaju titi.
Stick to this. Do what you want with God.
So mo Jesu titi do pe mo to fe pelu
Olorun. Stick to what you want.
Because
when you fall off, when you break off, when you cut off,
you
may never make it in
you.
So also was disciple. Look at it. Many
therefore of his disciples.
Now, you see, this gave me a thought for concern. All right. And I underlined it.
Alright, for many arojile, o si falasi, o falasi nidi.
These were students of Jesus.
Awon omo eyin Jesu lele, awon akeko labe ese Jesu lawon eleyi.
How many times they encourage us, let's go for discipleship program, let's go for disciple. Churches are always talking about discipleship. But you see, if you like, talk about discipleship from now till tomorrow.
Oh, kolopo ojo na ma so nipa
the only thing that can make you stand.
O kan to le mu yo duro gege bi omo eyin.
Is Jesus himself. And I love the answer of Peter. When this disarray happened, it doesn't matter the gift of God in your life. It doesn't matter the amount of God. When the enemy comes like a rushing wind, you need the spirit of the Lord to raise a standard
against them or else.
You will not continue. That's why I say be sensitive. That's why I say just understand what I'm saying right now because it means a lot to the future.
Tori na mi so pe je ka la eti wa sile dada ka ja fafa tori opolopo kan ti mo nso nsin o ma ran wa lowo pupo fun ojo ola.
You see, when you lack,
to ba salai ni,
and you explain your needs to somebody. The counsel they give you matters a lot. That's where your beginning of the fall begins. Satan will always attack you when you are in the moment of serious pressurizing lack.
You know,
Satan does not fight you when you have abundance. But when you have a lack,
and
solution does not seem
visible,
That is when the enemy will arise. And then the counselors. The enemies will come around. And then they will begin to suggest. A lady was having a serious issue with her exam, and she failed about two or three courses. So another lady told her, I said, you don't know the way out. We don't have to struggle. We have to go to a lecturer and we solve our problem. So if you don't mind, we can take you to that lecturer who always solves problems for girls.
Omobere kan se idowo o fail awon se meta ore re kan wa so pe aiwo o kan wa nbe ni o mo na abayo to ba
ko mo mo na abayo fun e. It was final exam
idowo to won se o si je asekagba idowo ni.
The man was lecturer was sleeping with small girls and giving them pass mark. This lecturer happened to be a member of a very popular church.
Church
in Vogue.
Church to je gbe gbogbo eyan mo toruko won wa kaakiri.
He claims he knows the scriptures.
Ade ma so ko ohun mo iwe mimo.
But he doesn't know what he's doing.
Boku mo to nse.
This lady was struggling between I need to pass anyhow. And the shocking thing is she's a virgin. And she told her friend, and her friend said, it doesn't matter. You fail, your parents will kill you. And the pressure was so much. Lady took the matter to God and said, Lord, it doesn't matter. No, this is 5 years in school. I don't know, I may fail. But, and she did not go. The result came out and whatever, and they said she had to come and to retake or whatever. So everything done, but eventually God helped her. She came out after a while. And do you know that she's doing better than all the people that fumbled?
Now let you rain. Is it done with that? They want to cook that work to work for our
country. Whatever you do today is going to affect you in the future.
Who
use all kinds of gimmicks to pass exam? Some of them are nowhere close to where God put her today.
You may be smart.
Shortcuts.
It's
going to come back to hurt
you. It
doesn't matter which church you attend.
If you don't
love God, you will not do the will of God.
It's
not a denominational thing.
Because
you come to a church does not mean God is inside of you. It will be known that God is inside of you because you have Him. It's a personal thing. It's you and
God.
I said I was going to fight sin. I said I was going to fight Satan. I said I was going to fight demon. I said I was going to cast out demon. And I stayed to what I am.
I will give you money.
I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay. I will give you money. I will pay.
This is my fight and winning that will complicate my crown.
You are called to come and stand so that you can wear the crown.
Akpiola ti o ko le di ade
o ti ri opo ade.
Have you seen crowns before?
I didn't know they were.
Crowns are waiting for us.
Crowns are waiting for you.
Amen. Adrodeo.
It's my wonderful sister from Ikoyi. I've been together for over 30 years.
Amen.
Crowns are waiting for us.
Adrodeo.
They are lovers of God.
We
are fighting. We continue to fight. We fight on.
And that's what
one more. Power will never fresh.
They know that we will not compromise with sin.
We die there.
How could see Benny?
Talk about it. So baby, but she's so.
If you cannot say it the way I'm saying it,
the host of heaven that work,
they will not work with you. You will eventually go back to those that commit sin, and you will be committing sin, and with sin you will do the work of God.
If you are not fighting sin, you are not standing for God.
Oh, baale pa ese ja ko koji ja se ese. Oh, ni duro fun Olorun.
Why were you called a soldier? Why did he call you a soldier? Fight on.
Tesiwaju lati ja.
And win the battle.
Ko si se ogun na.
Tell the witches that you are not part of them.
So for awon ajegbe mi o sara yin
o. Tell them you used to be part but now you are no more.
So for loju koju let tell ajo wa papo sugbon ni se ajo wa papo mo.
Compromise when you find Jesus. If you find Jesus, come out clean, tell the world.
Oh, nilo lati gbo jege ni igba to di ba Jesus pade. Me nisisi mo duro pelu Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So it is shocking that disciples left Jesus.
Oh, yeah, they let go of apostles, they want men, want for Jesus sile.
It doesn't matter how many discipleship lessons you can go to America. It doesn't matter.
If
you still come with compromise, you steal your wife's money, you steal your brother's money, you still go to hell.
Ile eko apostle o ile eko discipleship to ba lo to ba si ji owo mo mi.
To
si jowo yawe o jowo oko e. Oro abadi lo lo. It is when you realize that the Creator is living inside of you.
It makes a whole difference.
Oh, no, yato lakuwa. Oh, congratulations.
When you can feel the heart of God, you can rest. You feel the heart of God. How can you feel the heart of a man if you are not close to that man? You can't feel the way God is feeling if you are not close to him. Let us finish up.
Therefore,
you see, this place is shocking. And you wonder. When people fall off, when they fall away, when they backslide, when you don't bother yourself, even disciples that were with Jesus, they had a first class encounter with God.
That's
to tell you how tense situation will be. People will leave God. God is sitting down with
them.
They will still say no. Let's quickly go
on.
Before Jesus' eyes.
You will not commit crime in the presence of Jesus. You will not fall in the presence of Jesus. Amen.
Many therefore
of his disciples, when they have heard this, said, this is an art saying. Who can hear it?
Yes.
When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it.
So, if disciples murmured at Jesus, what is your complaint?
Jesus, ki wa ni awa witi re.
Jesus didn't hurt them. Jesus didn't take anything from them.
Jesus
they saw miracles. They saw food.
Yet,
the offense of Jesus was very simple, and that is, he told them the truth.
For
those of us that are called, some of us will end up having acquiring sworn enemies for eternity because we are saying the truth.
Ọpọ nu wa la ma ni ota titi aye raye tori pe kini anso otito.
And it doesn't matter.
Ṣugbọn ko jamọ nkan kan.
They say no man, I don't love to listen to that pastor. Nonsense.
Mi o fe gbọ ti pastor yen so, na so ku so lo so jare.
At that time, what do? They become, you see, they don't just want to see your face because you are you talk the truth at all times.
Ẹ̀wọ̀n kan fẹ́ rojú rẹ torí pé ò ń sọ òtítọ́ ní gbogbo ìgbà.
So they murmured at Jesus.
So wọ́n kùn sí Jésù.
So why would they not murmur at you?
Kí ló dé tí wọ́n ṣe ní kùn sí Jésù?
If they can murmur at Jesus, they can lie at Jesus.
Wọ́n bá lè kùn sí Jésù, wọ́n lè parọ́ mọ́ Jésù pẹ̀lú.
Yes.
That his disciples murmured at it. He said unto them,
yes,
does this offend you?
So you see, now Jesus started asking them, why are you offended?
I just
told you I am the life. Don't forget, this thing is all about Jesus telling them, my body is a flesh, you must eat my flesh, you must drink my,
drink
blood.
My blood.
If you don't eat this bread, you will not have life.
Eternal
this
life.
Is what Jesus was saying. Do you know you can offend people simply because of telling them the word?
The truth.
Yes.
What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before?
Jesus said, what of if God open your eyes so to know me? Because nobody has ever done that. You see him as Elijah was carried up with something. He does not need anything to carry. He has power to carry himself.
Jesus was so powerful.
We need the
chariot to take him up. He can carry himself up.
He
just told himself, arise and go back to where you came from. And he went. Did not need any chariot or any horse. With mighty power, he created the whole world. So you are serving a powerful, a mighty person. So
the reason why demons will terrorize you and torment you is because you are having something that belongs to them in your hands.
When they say somebody is a witch, you quickly want to lock your door. You don't want him to come in. You don't need to lock your door. Just say, I sprinkle the blood of Jesus into this place. If it goes beyond this blood, then let it be judged.
What will give you grace?
Is knowledge.
Knowledge imparts grace.
Amen.
You will always be a victim of what you did not know.
You
will be a slave of what you don't understand.
So
there are disciples, but they failed. And they lost eternal
life.
Jesus said that's a choice anyway.
Jesus said,
how many people will make a choice against eternal life? They simply simply because they don't understand what it is.
You would reject light because you don't understand light. You can never see light and say light is not good. And at the same time, you cannot see Jesus and say you want to shoot
when
Satan.
They left.
Let's
see what happened. Yes.
It is the spirit that quickeneth the flesh.
You see?
The flesh profited nothing.
That's what I told you. It's not being a disciple.
It's not
the spirit himself that will quicken you. And understand that whatever comes out of the righteous mouth of God is authentic. God does not lie.
Whatsoever he tells you,
mother of Jesus, understand Jesus.
Mama Jesus, anything Jesus,
he tells you,
do it.
And they were shocked. The woman said, me, I gave back to this person. For this person is my God. Whatever he tells you, don't think about
Maru. Don't think about it twice.
Follow Jesus blindly. Close your eyes. Follow Jesus. You won't get to
Jesus. When you discover that you are with Jesus, just sleep like a child because he is leading you to a place of glory.
I told one of our sister many years back, I told church if you tell lawyer, she said Badua, only Lord Badua.
I told her, go and pray. And he said, what should I pray about? I said, go and ask God, who is that father in the Lord in the church? And she said, what she saw was no good. I said, don't go to that church again. Because you are going to end up in the same place where he will end up his own journey. Because she never bothered to ask. So you have to ask. Lord, who are these people? What sort of people are they? And when he tells you, you just go ahead to your own. Amen. He doesn't want us to miss road. You will not miss road in your life. Amen. Let's round up.
It is the spirit that quickeneth.
I love that.
The flesh profited nothing.
You see, the reason why you will not get home is your flesh.
When you
are too drawn towards flesh, you cannot discern the things of the spirit. All you think about yourself. All you think about is your reputation. Me. You don't know who I am. You don't know how.
It's
your flesh.
You can never do the work of the spirit.
It
is the Holy Spirit I want. Flesh cannot do the work of the spirit. Everybody belongs to God, both good and bad people.
The wishes
that kept Jesus,
and
they know what they are doing.
Jesus.
Magdalene.
Yes.
How you
are?
She eventually met with Jesus.
Amen.
You too, you will see Jesus. Amen.
One of my sisters here, she came to me and said, "Sir, I just need money, mama."
My fellow caller, I have been one by. Oh, Abami. And she confessed. She said, "I am a witch." I told her that I know. I would be very much happy to get many wishes to get to Jesus. Don't think that I don't know that you are a witch. When I look at you like this, I know.
about. She pastor much. Ma doubt it.
You'll be considering whether pastor knows or not. Don't doubt it that I know. I know.
At once of money.
When she came to tell me by herself, I said, I know. Just follow me. Anywhere I go, follow me. She's there and she's hearing what
I'm
saying.
I'm happy for her because all God told me, Timba Tiran was sincere. I don't know what.
When I see people that are sincere, God said he will help them.
I told her,
and I told her that she will make heaven. She said she wants to get there. I said she will get there. Just follow me. That we have to get, we will be there together. Will you make heaven? Will you be there? I'll be there. Take me to the land of joy where there is no confusion.
Take me to the land of joy where there is no
we all get to the heavenly home
as
together.
As strong soldier of Christ, let us keep on fighting the devil, fighting sin, fighting the war. We are soldiers. We are army.
They want to deceive you. Tell them we don't do that kind of thing.
I know.
We don't do such thing. After deliverance, how much should we pay you, sir? Baba now asking, what should we pay you like how? Our Jesus is free, so freely we give. They were about cursing the church where they came from. Their father there is a bewitched. If you sneeze like this in their church, it's money. They say, no, Baba, they are bad babas. They never did anything for anybody free of charge. So if you cannot do it free of charge, don't follow Jesus. Say freely, I give it to you, give it out freely. We are not doing anything so that you can give us something. Because there is nothing that you will give us that can be compared to the crown that he himself will give unto us. Amen.
Amen.
Your head will wear the crown. Amen.
The crown that we receive is a sign of the work that we have done. If your wife cannot say you are a child of God, you are failed.
Your
husband cannot say you are a child of God, you are failed.
The
children cannot say, mother loves God, father loves God, you are failed.
Awon omo re o ba le jeri pe mama mi feran Olorun, baba mi feran Olorun, o ti kuna.
If your church members cannot say you know something of God is in you, then you are still struggling.
Ti awon omo ijo ti won ba le so nipa tire gege bi olori ijo to duro waju pe nkan Olorun be ninu re le o si dise lati se.
We have to be an example of Christ.
Godo je apere Christi.
It's not easy, but we need to work on it.
Ko rorun o ṣugbọn lati sise le lori.
We still have chances to make amends.
Aye se be fun wa lati se awon atunse.
You are a leader in your church.
O je adari ni ijo re.
Lead like Jesus.
Ma dari bi Jesus.
He will help us.
Amen. You ran wa lowo.
It's not going to be about you. Don't bring yourself into the things of God. Be humble enough to be an example of Christ.
Ma mura re wo nkan ti Olorun ki se nipa ti re, sugbon je apere Jesus.
It's not going to be easy, but you got to try. So these disciples went back.
So lori oro ta nso yi awon mo yin pada seyin.
Don't forget, one of the secrets of getting to heaven is don't backslide, don't look back, don't look back. Went back. What happened to them? Yes.
It is the spirit that quickened it.
It is the Holy Spirit that quickened it.
The flesh profited nothing.
You cannot succeed in this relationship if the spirit is absent.
Oh, le shashayori
ninu ri ajo
yi. Oh, ni koko ninu
ta se. Ti ko ba si
you will be thinking that we are telling lies.
The Holy Spirit will not confirm what we are doing. That's why you need your Holy Spirit. So when the person talking in the front is talking, your own too will be confirming. It's because spirit has to agree. Spirit confirm in us that we are children of God. Oh, this is a good one. Continue, yes.
The word that I speak unto you.
You see, Jesus said, you see Jesus. You see
Jesus.
Jesus said, the thing you call offense.
Oh,
that committing sins against the Holy Spirit. Because what is coming out of my mouth is spirit. And this spirit thing is now an offense to you.
You are in
trouble. Jesus told them, he brought them against the spirit immediately. And said, what I said
is to you, they are not spirit.
What I told you was a spirit, but you are offended because of these things that spirit gave me.
Oh, then me so
you are having with spirit. That's all. And that complicated it the more. Yes.
But there are some of you that believe not.
Oh God.
For Jesus knew from the beginning.
You see.
Who they were.
He now went back again. And start talking about Judas. This place is for. He said Jesus knew from the beginning.
They only just want lati ibere pepe.
So that's why I was telling you the other time, I said, don't think I don't know something. But the fact that I didn't talk, I may keep my mouth for short for life. You are making a mistake if you think. Some things, if you need help, you will say it. Excuse me, sir.
We are family members, but please have mercy on me. Help me. I believe that God called you. I want to make
the woman was telling me,
open your hands for me, sir. Say, I'm a real witch. And I told her, I know. But you just follow Jesus. Follow me as I follow Christ. We will make heaven together. They came to look for Jesus, and when they meet with Jesus, Jesus will deliver them.
It
is only when they don't see Jesus that they will not see the way out. You will see Jesus.
Be
faithful with Jesus. When you talk to him, he will talk to you back.
Allah,
he's a merciful Lord.
If you are not standing, you cannot encourage others to stand. You know, standing is beautiful if you have it.
You always
talk about it. So we are happy telling you what we are, because
it has been given to us
by grace. If we can stand, you can
stand.
God, through the Spirit, has been with us over years. We are willing to tell you that it's possible for you to.
àwọn náà fẹ́ láti sọ wípé ó ṣeéṣe fún wọn náà láti lè dúró bẹ́ẹ̀.
That is why you came.
Ìdí tó ṣe wá nìyẹn.
You will get God.
Amen. Wọ́n á rí Ọlọ́run.
How many of you believe that?
Mélòó ni wàá ló gbàgbọ́ bẹ́ẹ̀?
Say, I will get the best of God.
I will get the best.
Màá rí ètò
náà. By the help of the Holy Ghost.
Nípa ìrànlọ́wọ́ ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
I was talking with my daughter when we finished men's program. I said, Daddy, but my daughter, just listen to me. I shall argue with you. He was like, why are you doing special thing for men? I said, don't worry. Just enjoy. If you can call on him, he will show up for you.
Amen. Ọmọ mi obìnrin sọ̀rọ̀ mo bíbí léèrè gbàtà parí ìpàdé àwọn ọkùnrin pé dádì kí ló ṣe jẹ́ fáwọn ọkùnrin nìkan lẹ́kàn máa ń pè ẹ ń ṣe ẹlẹ́yàmẹyà láàrin rárá ó ní obìnrin lọ́lọ́run fẹ́ aṣáàjọ sọ pé ìwọ ló mọ̀ tó bá ṣáà ti lè wá ọlọ́run wà á rí ọlọ́run.
God is not gender biased.
Ọlọ́run ò ṣe ẹlẹ́yàmẹyà láàrin ẹ̀dá ọkùnrin àti obìnrin o.
Do you want me?
Òótọ́ lọ ṣàfẹ́ mọ̀ ni pé ṣó o fẹ́ mi.
You will get God.
Amen. Wà á rí ọlọ́run. Amen. How many of you want God?
You will get God.
You will get it.
Okay,
amen.
You will get all of God.
Amen. Wari gbogbo Ọlọ́run. Amen. 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 Congratulations.
Finish up, sir.
But why is it the spirit that quickeneth the flesh?
Okay.
Profit nothing. The yes. word that I speak unto you, yes. they are spirit and yes. they are life.
Yes.
But there are some of you
some
that
of
believe
you.
Not.
Yes.
For Jesus knew from the beginning.
He knew from the beginning.
Who they were that believe not. And who should betray him.
You see. Yes.
And he said. Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my father.
Wow. He said. Àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ tó máa ń dẹ́rù bá ni nípa Jésù ni. Look at what he said.
Fearful words about Jesus.
No man can come unto me except
it were
given unto him
of my father.
So
it's a pity that so many people we see in church, but they will not end up being with the father.
Oh ma chini la nuku pa pe opolopo ta ri ninu ijo Olorun won pa dire pe won ni dodo baba.
It's a pity because you see getting to the father is a function of those that God had given the grace to be there.
Ori pe dide odo baba
o ni wa laso.
Amen.
So pe ma dele
ba dele
se awu meke
soro soke dada
ba dele
ma dele.
Amen.
Yes.
We will all make it together. Amen.
Because we are in the church today does not mean all of us are going to make it. No. Jesus said it is for those that Father had allowed.
Tori pe gbogbo ajo wa nile ijo si papo ko tumo si pe gbogbo ala ma adorun. Jesus so pe afẹ ti baba ba gba laye.
If Father had allowed you, you will know because the things of God will be easily accessible to you.
Tí bàbá bá ti gbẹ láyé wa ti mọ̀ torí nǹkan Ọlọ́run ara ẹ̀ lọ́rùn.
Wà á kọ̀ mọ̀ pé tó bá bí Ọlọ́run nínú ọmọ bíwọ náà nínú.
Anything God.
Ibi tí wà á ti mọ̀ pé ọmọ bàbá ni ó ní ọkọ tó bá bí Ọlọ́run nínú àbíwọ náà nínú.
Anything that annoys God will be annoying you.
Tọ́lọ́run bá fẹ́ ìwọ náà nífẹ̀.
What God doesn't want you know what.
Àwọn ìyàwó
àwọn ìwé ìrànwọ́ ni. People will not be looking at
it. Something of God.
Torí nǹkan tó jẹ́ ti Ọlọ́run ó wà nínú rẹ̀.
A kú oríire o.
Congratulations.
Yes.
From that time, many of the disciples went back and walked no more with him.
This is the worst thing that can happen to any believer.
Oh,
now, these are not
only
believers. These are disciples. Reverse. They went back. From that time, many of his disciples went back.
On latigba na opolopo omo eyin re pada seyin.
And walk no more with him.
Won si ba re mo.
And see this number.
Ewo
number 666.
Meta.
Antichrist.
That's why I said be sensitive. You see the number? See that number of that verse.
Ewo number.
See that number of that verse.
666.
See the number. Six.
Are you seeing something?
Yes.
See
the number of that verse.
Number verse, yeah.
Because I told you before I started, I said I want you to be sensitive. Do you see the number of that verse? When the three C's come together, it's always turning people back from God. That's the sign of the Antichrist. They get offended because maybe something did happen. If God answered your prayers, He just gave you grace. And if He did it, that shouldn't make you say something stupid or think something stupid about God. I go here, what don't you go to what do you go? Along with you, we are TFQ.
There's nowhere you will dig that you don't see bones. If you dig deep or deeper, you will see bones.
God is full of bones of men. So don't let anything make you feel bad about anything. Just let go of everything. Let give it to him. Give your concern to the wind. So that you can rest. Will offense come? Yes. But you need the help of the Spirit so that you can float above offense.
So you can easily
forgive those who offend you.
Because
you will offend people. And people will offend
you.
When something is wrong, all you need is how you are going to make it right. You can talk about it. That may not make it right anyway. What you say about something does not turn it around. What turns things around is when you give it to the Lord. I want to take one or two questions. See what happened in John chapter 6 verse 66. From the disciples went back.
Only lati belo. Opolopo eme yin pada seyin.
So before you stop following Christ, you think very well and think about it.
Ori na ko to dekun ati ma tele Jesu, ko ronu dada nipa re.
Let's take one or two questions then. Let's get the microphone.
Praise the Lord. Sir, please, I want to ask and I want to know.
Oh, okay.
This mark that you say you mentioned.
What?
Mark? This number. 666.
Yes.
Sir, please, I want to know. If anyone have gotten this mark,
if anybody has gotten it already,
how can he be clean? Can he be cleansed?
Can he be clean?
Yes.
Well, have they started giving it? Okay, if they have started giving it, the question is, the mark 666, if a man receives it, can he clean it off?
Only according to him, our cutting bar means 666 already. Oni ta ba wa re to ti gba mi yen gege bi ranse Olorun ti wi se o se pare nisin.
Can you clean it off?
Oni se o se abi yen se o se pare.
Because it's a mark of the beast.
Tori ko je abi eranko buburu ni.
It is not what can be cleansed.
Ise ta le pare.
When you get it, you go with it.
Oh, but it's about mama, oh mama, be alone here.
Because he said, woe to them who have it.
Only to the a good phone, a better phone, I want to buy a man.
God pronounced curse. You see, God is always coming with blessing and curse.
Olorun a ma wa pelu egun ati ibukun.
You see, these disciples came to Jesus, but in John chapter 6, verse 66, they stopped going with Jesus.
Àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yẹ, wọ́n tọ Jésù wá. Ṣùgbọ́n gbà tá dé John orí kẹfẹ́ ṣe kẹfà nílé
ogóta.
Wọ́n
padà sẹ́yìn. You see,
ewu tó wà bẹ́ẹ̀ ni pé má padà sẹ́yìn.
In the court, you may say you don't want to join court again. You may go, but for God, no. Because where are you going to go after you leave God?
If you forsake God, where else do you want to go?
So if they have the mark of the beast,
it is irrevocable.
No, don't go there. Of things, the decision to take it in the first place is a decision to go to hell. It's a rejection,
the mark
for rejecting God.
Doesn't want the truth.
So, but there will be a time when it will be by force, it will be by whatever it will be. But the one they are getting now is not what is not a popular thing. Some of them are doing it secretly, but there will be the one when everybody will know, because the beast himself will be around.
Allah ti je kele iye wa eleyi ton se ni isin won yo se ni ki se to se je on to gbajumo ṣugba koko kan bo je pe won fi pa mu awe eniyan gba mi yen eri agbodo mo akoko yen o ti de yi ton se isin ki se ti bibeli so pe won bo wa fun wa but awon eyan ti fi won ti yo kele fun ara won ni abi to ba de ti gba o ti gba tori o yan lati gba ni.
Amen. Let's check Revelation chapter 18.
Ifihan. E je ka wo ifihan. Iwe ifihan. Ori kejidinlogun.
Start from verse 5.
Lati ese karun.
Eh? You see, God is talking of great Babylon. Yes.
Yes. For our sin has reached unto heaven, and God has remembered our iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and doubled unto her, doubled according to her works. In the cup which she had filled to her double.
That is it. You see, God is always giving back. God is a very perfect God. You will give them back up. You know why? He does not respect me.
Lord, should you sanjuni?
To Babylon,
it's what you planted.
You see what you
gave
to great Babylon.
I want to for Babylon.
That Babylon is talking about the religious system of the world. Don't forget, that's the religious system of the world.
Babylonian also
they are so popular, they are so whatever, they have filled the whole world with their idolatry. God said, reward her double.
So
whatever they did,
they are going to receive the double reward.
And when God gives you double punishment,
When you stole somebody's money, or you stole money, 10,000, when they will steal your own back, they are going to steal it in double. And that's how much?
It's a law. What do you call it?
So,
good.
You took the money to go and make use of it, and you are happy? Fine. And God will now come back, and he will say, you are going to pay it back in double fold.
Judas fell out of life.
Judas, okuro.
I don't think he was the only one. Any other disciples? Their names were not mentioned. But the Bible says from there, many stopped walking with Jesus. My prayer for you, as we start this summit, the power of the Lord in the Holy Spirit will give you strength to walk with Jesus. Shall we rise up to our feet?
Ejoku. Sit down. I'm just talking on my own. I don't know that many people have slept off. Congratulations.
Amen. Shall be well with you.
You dara for you.
Are you blessed? Wave your hands to the Lord. You see, the devil cannot overrun you because you are a man of knowledge. You'll be vulnerable in the area of your lapses and lack of knowledge. That area of life where you don't have understanding of the word of God, that's why your folly is evident. When you see men fornicate, you see that these are men who don't understand what God
is. Àwọn tí wọn ní òye ọtọ́ lọ́run sọ nípa ìṣàgbèrè nìyẹn.
Oh, money. Tó bá mọ òde tó wò láìláì.
If you know what God said about it, you will never attempt it. Never.
Tó bá mọ òde ṣe.
If you know it, you will not do it.
A kú oríire o.
Congratulations.
Tọ́lọ́run ò bá dẹ̀ fẹ́, tó bá ti fẹ́, ó mọ jẹgba ọlọ́run.
If God doesn't like something and you like it, you'll be receiving gain
when
from
God.
When
you like what God does not like, you will be in trouble with God. It means you are not fighting the devil. Before the devil can know that you are strong, it will be when you can face him and tell him to hell. And tell him go to hell.
Yes.
It
means power has come for you.
Let's take one more question.
Very close.
Yes, my sister. Okay, let her.
Praise God.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, sir. I was going through my notes as the topic which you gave to us one certain time. So, a word that you said. So, I just need more explanation. You said, at times, God can shut down everything concerning a person.
What?
God can shut down everything.
God can shut down.
Yes.
Everything about a man.
Yes, about a man.
Yes.
In the essence of spiritually. Just because he wants you to see some things around you.
Yes.
So, me, I was like, I wanted to know more. Like, because I don't really understand that part. That, okay, if God should shut down everything, and if that person does not know that he's God, what can that person do?
That's why he has to receive the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to tell you God is at work now, so that you will not have to, because of things will happen around you, that God wants to use to teach you some lessons. So he will shut down situations so that you can see those things, that you can focus. Are you getting it? He may shut down resources. He may shut down help. He may shut down people who can favor you. He may shut down so many things. Especially if you want to make somebody your God, God may shut down resources from that person so that you can focus on God. Are you getting it? You don't make man your source. Praise God.
Hallelujah. So,
Praise God.
Oh, I'm pretty. Pe ba le yan se ma mo pe owo Olorun ni titi ilekun yen titi se mo yen ti wa. Won wa so pe idahun ni pe agbodo ni e mi mo ka le fi mo. Pa pa julo t'Olorun ba ri pe o fe gbe kele eyan, o fe fi eyan kan se orisun re pe latodo eniyan yen ni oran we ati wa. Olorun le se ilekun ni be pe iranwo o te ni jade latodo enikan yen, bo pe atodo Olorun nikan ni.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Most of the time he does that, especially when he wants us to see him.
Ni opo igba o ma sele be when God wants us.
Shut down those you are looking up to so that you can focus more.
Olorun a mo mo se ilekun mo awon ti iwo n foju si lara yen so that oju re a le wa lodo Olorun ko ni si lodo eniyan.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, daughter.
Sir, I used to hear this saying. They used to say, "In kati olong ma she ti oni she lo poju."
Eh?
I used to hear this saying. They used to say, "In kati olong ma she ti oni she kato ne she ti oni she lo poju."
Kato olong le she.
So.
Ti o de ni she.
Lo poju.
Lo poju.
So
yes.
Eluwa so pe. And I said, "He God." Because according to science, an eagle
you are a scientist. You are a scientist.
Partially, sir.
Partially, okay.
According to science, an eagle can see Nigeria from far off.
Yes.
Even when he almost reaches the sky.
Yes.
He can see Nigeria.
Yes.
But my God can see the whole world. How many countries is in this world?
Yes.
He can see them. Yes. He enter churches. Yes. He can see each
can
and
see
every member without a compound high.
Yes.
How come one person will now come and say, I want to come with a word against God?
A word against God?
Yes.
Yeah. How can he say that? How can he? You see, it is pride. When somebody thinks he can fight God, what can you say that will affect God? I don't know what they are saying to you, but don't worry. Nobody can fight God, and nobody can fight you. Amen. What you are destined to become, you will surely become.
Amen. No,
she is talking from personal experience. Maybe somebody says something.
Somebody
has a right to say anything.
Any kind of learning, let her not sound about war.
I love her boldness. She said she knows God, that God knows everything.
See
the way she's saying it, that God knows everything. God knows everything. But you see, for God to come to your level, he can come like an old man. The one you saw is not the real thing.
He
just had to come in the form to tell you. Because if he come in the form that he is, you will disappear before him. Because his face you cannot even look at. But you say, see, he can come like a father to you. So he will take he decides how to manage an individual. I love to fast, and I fast a lot. Because to a time God told me, so take your time to rest. I said, Lord, God said, son, take your time to rest. I said, yes. So if you fall down, they will take his set and
move.
So God started telling me how to go about things.
When
you love God, you want to tell him that, Lord, hey, I want to be on fire. I want to, but other recovery people.
But when you fall down, they will say enemy has overcome.
God told me you need wisdom to do
things. He told
me a lot of things that I cannot share.
Yes.
He just told me some things are equal to some things. He told me some sleeplessness are equal to some things.
Only I saw.
Some sleeplessness.
I saw.
You have sleepless night, it can give you some level of fasting.
You know?
So it takes relationship for you to come to that level. No man suffer. Because what works for a man may not work for another man. If you are called into the deliverance ministry, you have to cast out demons all the time. You must be a man of prayer and fasting. Jesus said that. So, but if you are a pastor, it's a different thing. And if you are an apostle, it's a different thing. What they would demand of you for that grace to continue to flow is different. So, because we are called differently, and our commitment to production is different.
Jesus ni iru kan won yi ki jade lo bi ko se nipa awe ati adura so ani ta pe ko lo se itusile a ma gba awe ati adura dede o yato si apostle tabi pastor.
For those who are traveling evangelists,
awon to je pe evangelist to rinrin ajo ni won.
I am a traveling evangelist. All the time you see me here, I don't live here, I come from. So some traveling is
aji irere to rinrin ajo le me. So awon ta wa be,
some traveling is in causes of
fasting. So, you see,
there are deep things about God. You don't preach it. It's a thing you come to know. So, your relationship with God.
Congratulations. Your success will not spoil.
Who
is the next on the line for miracle?
So don't worry, my scientist
sister.
Don't worry, God is your father. Anybody who talk nonsense, God will break his head.
Amen.
God is your father. Just tell him anything you want. When you believe God, Satan cannot stop you. Write it down as I close. When your faith says yes, Satan,
even Olorun papa funra re,
the greatest force on earth is the faith of God. Greatest force on earth.
Ifa to ga julaye to tobi julaye oni igbagbo Olorun.
I pray for you. That your faith
will
not fail. He didn't pray for anything. He didn't pray for Peter for anything. He prayed just for one thing. If God is calling you into the ministry,
every
day, your prayer, don't allow my faith to what? To fail.
When a prophet is hungry, he may not see. You will not see anything again when he doesn't have food to eat. Amen. You will not suffer hunger.
Every day, your prayer point is, Lord, my faith must not be altered. No matter how you try, as just as true as you are living, and the Lord is living heaven on high. The more you give, the more He gives you to you. But keep on giving. Because it's really true that you can't beat God's giving, no matter how you try. add something, and this is a very beautiful one.
Yeah, ki fele iku ile si le wa pupo.
Gbogbo adura ko l'Olorun gbo.
God does not answer all prayers.
Gbogbo ope lo ba gba.
But he takes all thanksgiving. He receives all thanksgiving.
To ba fe ko mo gbo ti e gbogbo odumo ma dupe.
If you want God to hear you every day, give thanks.
Oh, you
always
can't beat God's giving. No matter how you try, as just as true
as
you are living, for the Lord is heaven on high.
The more you give,
you give, the more He gives to you. Just keep on giving, because it's really true that you can't beat God's giving. No matter how you try, you try. Just as true as you are living. You know the meaning of that is, oh, the boy say mini. Just as true as you are living,
as
and the Lord is in heaven on earth.
The more you give,
the more He gives to you. Just keep on giving.
Because it's really true
that
you can't beat
God's giving.
No matter
how
hard
you try.
You try.
Mama kan wo bi o mo se omi o de lo le we bayi o. Emma worry could see and hello call Agba. Amen. If you didn't go to school, you don't know what you have lost. Most of my mommy, one of my mommy woman say, kilo didn't baba you feel right low school. One day and one law. Ah, but they busy come. My mommy worry. Mommy tell me about it long till. Ah, but you let to buy you. To about it long, maybe no more law. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't beat God's giving.
No matter
how you try.
As you are living.
And the Lord,
is in heaven
on high. Hey, the more you give, the more He gives you. But keep on giving because it's really true that
you can't beat
God's
giving.
You know the real meaning of that song. You will not be able to sleep. It's a song.
Just as true as you are living, and the Lord is in heaven on high. The more you give, the more He gives to you. Just keep on giving, because it's really true that you can beat God's giving. No matter how you try.
You try.
When you get to heaven, God will now say, come and see the money I gave you.
Ọlọ́run wa bi ọpẹ ṣe iti bo fun o ṣe iti wo fun mi so to ye.
The one I gave you compared to the one you gave me, is it equal?
Iti bo fun e ṣe to fun pe pada so to 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 iti bo fun.
The one I gave to you compared to the one you gave me, is it equal? Olo ni gbogbo
lo fun o. Just as
true as you are living,
as the Lord is in heaven
on high.
Hey,
the more you give, the more he gives to you.
Just keep on giving, because it's really true that you can't beat God's giving.
You pray from morning to night, he will just be looking at you. But when you sing a song like this from morning to night, God will just be awarding you marks. Because it's a song of thanksgiving. All you are saying with this song is that nothing else I can offer unto you other than to give thanks to you.
You will not be on earth. You will not be on earth if it's not in heaven. That's all.
Ìtumọ̀ orin ẹni pé, "Oh, ìwọ ò ní wà láyé tọ́lọ́run ò bá sí ilé ọ̀run."
Ṣé pé wà bí? Oh, lè wà bí tí
tọ́wọ́ ẹgbẹ́ ni kò sí lọ. You can't be here if God is not existing in heaven. Orí tó wọ̀ bá sí lọ́run,
kò lè síbí.
Because if it's not in heaven, it will not be on earth.
Everything originated from the spiritual. Nǹkan tó ni yẹn sọ ni. The more you give, the more he gives to you.
The more he gives to you.
Just keep on giving.
Tẹ̀síwájú láti máa fún.
It's really, really true that
you can beat God's giving. No matter
you try, I want mommy, what do you do? I want to cut it off your money.
My children,
and just as true
as you are living,
and the Lord is in heaven on earth. Hey, the more you give, hey, the more he gives to you. Just keep on giving, because it's really true that you can beat God's giving.
It's good to be educated. Very good.
Lo se ko agba, lo eko agba.
Go to adult education school.
The more you give, the more he gives to you. Just keep on giving, because it's really true that you can be God's giving.
What is it that you can give to God that can be compared to what he has given to you? So when you are awake, give thanks. So God is more pleased when you give thanks than asking.
As you are living, the Lord is in heaven on earth. The more you give, the more he gives to you. Just keep on giving, because it's really true that you can beat God's giving. No matter how you try.
He gave the world, the
whole
world, one seat. That one seat gave birth to everybody in the whole world. A lady gave birth to an albino baby. She refused to carry the albino, but later she carried the albino baby. The two of them were not educated, husband and wife. The husband was annoyed. Hey, your secret has been revealed. So the neighbors were rejoicing with them. Instead of joy, the noise we hear. Come and see the baby. Come and see the baby. Have you
enjoyed
it? It's bad not to be educated.
Now you have a beautiful child.
Oh, you are a
beautiful child.
The man refused that God will not allow him to accept that baby because he's a bino. He said, put your mind at rest. This is what gave to you. Give thanks for the albino. Take care of him. Grace of God has entered into your house. As he is, he is a thing of joy.
Hey,
your baby.
Today, story.
I want to tell you the story today.
There's a man who is the head of all albino in Nigeria. Emomani.
Yeah.
That's his story.
Pepele or something like that. Or Pele.
Omo will be pay. Yeah. He goes all over the world. The head of the albino ethic block is
in Port Harcourt.
It's in Port Harcourt. Wonderful. I don't talk about it, Bejuno. I hear one Bejuno. Allah, okay, for your day, come off your question. Did they do?
Rise up on your feet.
Half your question. When God gives you something, it is to give you testimony. If it's a gift from God, it will end up bringing testimony.
Tó bá ti jẹ́ ẹ̀bùn látọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run ni á já sọpẹ́.
I want you to pray.
Mo fẹ́ kó gbàdúrà.
Ọpẹ́ la fi parí ẹ̀.
We are going to end up in Thanksgiving.
Ìṣẹ́jú díẹ̀. Lọ́wọ́ méjèèjì
sọ. We have few minutes. Raise your two hands up.
Bad prophecy, I cancel. Asọtẹ́lẹ̀. Ọmọbọ̀. Asọtẹ́lẹ̀ burúkú tí wọ́n sọ sí mi. Kò ní ṣẹ.
You will be going up and down.
Ọmọlọ́mọ bóyá ẹ̀sọ́ di àdúrà lọ, Father.
You will be declaring it. I cancel bad prophecy. You'll be saying so.
I
cancel bad prophecy. Any evil prophecy, any bad prophecy concerning it, I cancel it. You'll be going up and out. Up and down to say it. I cancel it. I cancel it. I nullify it. It will not work. It will not come to pass. It will not be fulfilled. Prophecy of death will not be fulfilled over me. over my life, over my wife, over my children. I cancel it.
I cancel.
Prophecy of sickness, it will not be fulfilled.
Cancel.
I cancel it.
Cancel. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Those two, only our.
I want to help you. You are thinking because it is a prophecy, it has to come.
No.
If Judas knew, I told you now, I said, if the man knew that that thing was for him, maybe he would have done something about it. If he had gone to Jesus and told Jesus that, that is something you know about me, please help me. It is a bad thing. I don't want it to come to pass. Check the Bible. God always reverses what he says. For Eli, you are going to be prophet and your children, but now I cancel you. If he can say it for positive, you can say it for negative. If I can say it for negative, you can say it for positive. He is God.
Olorunne.
And for him to cancel a prophecy does not make him lesser than God. Prophecy buruku. God is open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, that evil prophecy, I cancel it, my brother. God is here.
I cancel
every negative prophecies concerning my life, concerning my home, concerning our church. Cancel. Prophecies that is against our destiny, we cancel. Cancel them by the power of the Holy Ghost. We cancel them. Evil prophecies, negative prophecies. I cancel. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Swallow, what's his name?
Jonah.
Jonah was not happy when God canceled the destruction of Nineveh. Abi?
Raise your two hands up.
God said he was going to do it, and when God did not do it, what is your own?
He wanted them to
destroy all of them. Now, I make it okay.
Raise your two hands up.
I cancel. Almost in the name of Jesus.
Open
your mouth and begin to pray. Father, in Jesus' name. Evil prophecies concerning our life, concerning our home, concerning our job, concerning our family. We cancel. Oh, ye that know. Cancel. I stand in authority in the mighty name of Jesus. I cancel. All bad prophecies. All prophecies. I cancel. I cancel. Cancel there. Lord, I cancel. I cancel. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We cancel bad prophecies over your life in Jesus' name.
We cancel back prophecies over your home in Jesus' name. Come back prophecies over your family in Jesus' name. We cancel back prophecies over your work in Jesus' name. Nobody ever gets okay.
Raise your two hands up.
What's of where, Mimimo?
You will tell the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Mimimo.
Abort me to the end.
Mimimo,
let me follow you to the end. I will not lose life. I will not lose life. Eternal life. Hold me firm. Hold my home. Hold my family. Hold, help me, support me to the end. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father. Be my strength. Holy Spirit, be my vigor. Be my strength. Be my grace. Support me. Uphold me. Support me. Uphold me. The mimu dope, then do dope, then do ton. A mimimo dara po mami ton. Nice year, mimimo. Ofole niyo. A mimimo no milowo. Ah, ojo obodo ti mi laye. Ma parire ajo si ese Jesu. I will finish my journey into the footstep of Jesus. Ma parire ajo mi si waju Jesu. Atobi ton ran mi lowo, atobi ju di mimu. Emi mimo ro mi lagbara. Ro mi lagbara ton. Satan o ni pa temi je. Ese o ni ba ye mi je. Me o ni boju eyin. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Okay, you come. Lift
remember
up your
prayer,
hands.
One more prayer point. Raise your hands up.
I will not backslide.
You need father saying, I will not backslide.
What we have read from that chapter, the disciples no more walked with him. They no more, can you imagine? They no more walk with him.
John chapter 6, verse 66. One day,
you know, too many people are tired of going to church now. They are tired. The internet is bombarding them every day.
Internet.
Some of them are saying, no, I will be doing church in my small corner.
They don't know
it's the trick of the devil to just deceive them.
You are
coming before God. You are not standing well. What of when you are sitting down in your small corner?
Oh, what's the word you are alone? Oh, did you do the bottom of the corner?
There is a strict instruction. I said, don't run away from the presence of, the fellowship of.
Only Kamashi.
Brethren.
Kamashi. Koi Pichopara. Sile.
Do not what?
Forsake fellowship of the brethren.
So. And they don't know that is the move of the devil to make them backslide. You want to be pastor of yourself. Sit down in your house. Before you know it, you will not even remember the name of the Lord again.
Satan is very fast.
God has anointed men who speak to men. They are not ordinary men. That's why he called them out. They were set men called out to minister to people. You have evangelists. Apostles. These are not ordinary people. Teachers. They are men that are sent to do the work on earth for God.
I want that to hear Soto. Let's share for a lot of them. I want apostles. I want pastors. I want teachers. I want evangelists.
So
only low
one. Your faith must grow. When you follow fellowship with brethren. When you fellowship.
Lord, I must not backslide. Anywhere I am to do the will of God. Anywhere I go on earth.
You
will be able to stand letting the
open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, in Jesus' name. Ramilowo. Let me stand for Jesus. Wherever I find myself on earth. Give me the strength. Give me the grace. Eramilowo,
mọ̀mí dúró dópin jẹ́ kí n rí àánú gbà ṣàánú ayé mi má jẹ́ padà sẹ́yìn. Don't let me stop working with you. Give me the strength. Give me the strength. Fresh oil to continue with Jesus. Fresh oil. Fresh oil to do the will of God. Fresh oil to abide. Fresh oil. Oluwa ran mi lowo dale. Ma je se die pada. Oluwa mi o lagbara. Iwo lo pe mi ba mi se. Aran ni ba ni se. Ran mi lowo. Ma je ku sona bi efi. Ma je kemi mi o bo ni riaju. Don't let me be defeated by the devil. Make me a strong soldier. Make me a strong soldier. Fun mi ni okan Christi. Fun mi ni ati Jesu. Fun mi ni ori ofe. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Jesus, Oduawa.
Can you go on your knees?
She had a lot sorry, Ekolewa.
Father, we thank you.
Abawa Dupelo.
Who will cause Israel to arise?
But you obey Israel today.
Because he is small.
Toripe Okere.
Lord, I pray for your people today.
Oluwa,
you can turn this small faith to big faith.
So
that we can face the devil and overcome him.
But
for those of us who are sincerely running the race and keeping with Jesus,
we receive
grace to run to the end. In Jesus' name. Give us grace to be committed to fellowship. Give us grace to look beyond our flesh and look up to you for help. Help us and help us. Help us and lead us. Help us and fill us. Fill us with your Holy Ghost. Help us and protect us. Help us and renew our inner man. Let the whole world know that something of Jesus is in us. Make this grace you have given to grow. Tonight, speak with us as we lay on our beds. Lord, we pray that all every other day that we come for this program, every other time, as we be doing our programs, we cancel every manipulations and manifestations of the devil. We pray that you sanctify all our food. Lord, mix those food with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Let us eat to the glory of God and to the shame of the devil. Let there be testimony. Lord, as we shall be cooking the food, Lord, bring increase so that food will go round. Let us have more than enough. Every word that will be coming from the altar, make it a word of blessing.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for answer prayers. Make us selfless for your glory.
Amen.
Make us humble like Jesus.
Amen.
Make us faithful like Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' lovely name, we pray.
Amen.
Shall we share the grace together in fellowship? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Surely, goodness, mercy shall follow by the days of our Aku orire o. make sure you go and take your time to rest. So by
12
o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock, we start again.
Out to bury a door.
Want you to have time with God.
Have
personal time.
With God.